This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Right now, though, we welcome in Jay Cicero, President and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Friday, the no flooding around that we have to deal with. I know you were probably a little nervous about the forecast and the possibility for flooding with everything we got going on in town this weekend, huh?
We do. We have it's combat sports weekend here in New Orleans. And, yeah, we were a little concerned about the weather earlier this week. And, of course, it scares folks not from our area a little more than it scares us. But, everything seems to be great.
Yeah. Weigh in today for the UFC fight, big block party tomorrow, and the actual battle. We were just looking, and if you want to sit on one of the corners of the octagon now, tickets are like $5,300 to $5,800 on the resale market.
You know, it's a very expensive ticket if you want to sit that close. But we have been blessed to have almost a sellout right now. Not all the tickets are that expensive, of course, but the ticket sales are extremely strong for Dustin Poirier's last fight. And the UFC is very pleased with that. Of course, we're very pleased also. But to have our first UFC event in 10 years and to have it sell so well, that means a lot of people are coming in from out of town and a lot of locals are really interested in supporting Dustin.
For how long has UFC fighting been on your radar as a viable sport to try to attract with all the other amazing events that you have brought to New Orleans over the years and decades? When did UFC fighting become something that you and your organization identified as, this has got a growing following, this is bringing people in, this is a valuable resource we need to go after?
I have to say more recent than a long time ago. You know, we certainly studied it when it first started coming out, and there was some mild interest in the Sports Foundation being involved in future events. But they used to just tour around the country and not need a host committee or not need groups like the Sports Foundation and New Orleans and Company and the Lieutenant Governor's Office to get involved with this event. So it was more like a concert that would go around the country, and they would just work their arena deals, and they would book whoever had the space and whoever wanted to do the right deal. But now, because of the growth of this event and the exposure that is now a part of the event, this is something that organizations like ours around the country are involved with, and we started targeting this specific event prior to Super Bowl, we're very happy at how it's come to fruition this weekend.
So a near sellout at the Smoothie King Center, thousands and thousands of UFC fans coming to town, not just for one night, but there's a series of events surrounding it. So it becomes a whole weekend of activities, and it becomes a valuable resource for economic development.
Absolutely. Certainly nothing matches a Super Bowl as far as economic return is you know, as far as high as an economic return. But, you know, these are new partners now. And you talk about combat sports. You also have an event called Power Slap that's happening tonight at Xavier's Convocation Center that falls underneath the same umbrella, ownership umbrella, as UFC. So there's a company called TKO that owns both of these organizations, and they are a marketing and event management machine. And so to create a relationship with them for not only this event, but for future events is one of our goals.
You know, you look over the time span and everything changes. We know that. The one constant is change. But this kind of illustrates that more than anything else, that we've seen less and less of fan followings and events for boxing and more on these more intense more intense combat sports, even to a point now where Power Slap is something that is starting to leave Las Vegas and happen in other markets where people literally compete in slapping each other.
And I have to say, I had a little giggle myself when I first started looking into it, and didn't understand what it was until I saw it online. But you know, it's a growing, it has a huge social media following, and it is growing also. I can't say that I would want to get up there and either fight UFC or get be slapped or slap someone like they do for Power Slap, but it is certainly something that fans are interested in. And I mean, you mentioned boxing, and what a great sport that used to be. And now UFC and TKO has started to get involved with boxing. And I think that's a relief for fans like me from a long time ago. I'm a little more old school that really loved the sport. We feel like it's going to be a lot more organized. There's going to be a lot more boxing that is developed and boxers that are developed. And they just announced their biggest boxing event, or the first boxing event. It'll be in Las Vegas at the Allegiant Stadium, the big one there, their football stadium, for sometime in this September. And so, you know, that's when you talk about TKO and the number of events that they have and what their growing presence is in events around the country. You know, hopefully that'll lead to some more business for Louisiana.
So you see, maybe this could help with a renaissance of sorts for boxing, that it has a resurgence with these promoters who have been so successful in these MMA fights, and now with Power Slap, that if they get involved in boxing, it may once again allow more attention to and success for the sport.
I couldn't have said it better myself. That's exactly right. And that is a relief, and maybe provide some opportunity for us not only to host future UFC events, future Power Slap events, as well as maybe some future boxing events.
And a lot of this stuff is not only available to buy a ticket and go see, but of course to fans around the world on pay-per-view or on broadcast networks, depending on the event. And that is another thing that helps with the exposure for New Orleans, people seeing people having a great time in New Orleans, big crowds in New Orleans, and it makes either individuals want to travel here and see what New Orleans is all about, or other event planners want to bring their events here.
That's absolutely right. And you know, I've attended the media day for UFC this week. There's literally hundreds of members of the media here covering the event. We New Orleans and Company threw a media party for them this week. It was actually last night in the French Quarter. And it was the first time that they'd had a media party or anything like that. So we really shown some New Orleans and Louisiana hospitality for them. And they were, the media was very excited, very good response from both the media and UFC for putting New Orleans touches on their event and probably raising the bar for other cities to host this event in the future.
Yeah, I love that you're taking lessons learned from Final Fours, from Super Bowls, from other events on how to really maximize the exposure that New Orleans, the Sports Foundation, and other organizations can get from hosting these kinds of things like this UFC fight. By bringing those elements to it, you're trying to build on that investment, huh?
Absolutely. And kudos to New Orleans, Walt Leger and New Orleans and Company, as well as the Lieutenant Governor's Office for stepping up. Of course, ASM Global, who manages the Superdome and the Smoothie King Center, they are always involved, not only financially, but operationally in these events. And so we all really work together seamlessly to not only attract these events, but manage them.
MMA fighting, UFC fighting had been seen for a long time as kind of an alternative sport, an off the beaten path, not one of the big sports. As you continue in this job at the Sports Foundation, you've got to have a better finger on the pulse of just how, what people want, what sports they want to consume, attend, watch. The alternatives now become the mainstream, don't they? And things keep changing.
They do. And you really have to keep your door open and mind open to really different types of events. So we can't just live on football every year, although that we all love football, of course. But these types of events are growing. The exposure for them are growing. They have networks who are looking for programming that fans are interested in. And so the fan interest is really where it starts and ends. And if there's fan interest, then the networks will be interested, and the networks will continue to invest. And the event owners will continue to invest in their events. And cities like ours, and hopefully somewhere else, some other cities around the state, will benefit greatly from future events under the TKO umbrella.
If you read the tea leaves, are there other things that maybe most of us aren't aware of at this point? Like years ago, most people hadn't heard of MMA and UFC. Now it's far more widely understood and consumed. Is there anything else that's kind of on the cutting edge out there that you're looking at that you can kind of give us a sneak peek that may in the future be something that would be a huge generator?
Well, you know, we don't like for other cities to know what we're working on. that's kind of one of our...
Yeah,
our
maybe not specifically events you're trying to attract, but sports in general that are growing.
Yeah, there are other events that are starting to pop up that are moving around the country that are have interest. And so we keep our eyes on those. But, you know, where it really helps is a lot of these come under the umbrella organizations like TKO, who's really the leader in combat sports and in the country and maybe around the world, and so the relationships with them is really where it starts. And you know, once they do an event like this here in New Orleans, you build trust because you deliver on what you say you're going to deliver. You create a bond with them. On that trust that allows you to have an understanding of what it takes to get not only this event, but other events in the future from them, such as the boxing event. It was announced this week and TKO and the same folks that are running this UFC event were involved in the announcement and putting together the boxing event. So, you know, hopefully that will lead to future business. But we're constantly talking to other cities, talking to event owners, and sometimes we'll receive a call, which is fine. We'll receive a call from an event owner after they see that we've hosted, you know, Power Slap. They may have something similar that are interested. We'll do our research to make sure that it is an event worthy of getting involved with, and if all those, you know, boxes get checked, then, you know, we'll try and move forward with landing it, you know, booking venues and booking hotels and providing the operational support and marketing support that they need in order to make the event successful. But that's the key. The event has to be successful here in order for people to pay attention. If UFC, if this 318 event on Saturday wasn't selling a lot of tickets, that I don't know if they'd be interested in coming back, but we know that ticket sales are really strong. So, you know, hopefully that leads to many, many more events.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With them.
Yeah, obviously everyone has to make money, or why would you do it again? The city has to benefit from it. The fans have to enjoy the experience. But first and foremost, it has to be profitable for the organizers and the participants. So you can say, hey, look, they made a whole lot of money coming here. Why don't you do the same thing? All right.
That's
so
true. That's the business that we're in, and competing with other cities to make sure that events like this want to come back. Create economic impact, create media exposure, and in order to do that, you know, there has to be a mutually beneficial bid and execution.
Well, and great the TKO, you've got their ear right now since they're in town, and you could say, hey, saw you just did that boxing thing in Vegas. How about bringing a match here and having this kind of fun once again with another sport? So that's good news.
For sure.
I got to ask you, this event came in relation to the decision for WrestleMania to not happen in New Orleans. Do we know what the plan is for when WrestleMania may come back, or do we even have a full understanding about what really happened there and why WrestleMania chose to not come to New Orleans after announcing they would?
You know, we're in, again, the TKO also owns WWE, which is owns WrestleMania, and they have a number of events that travel around the country each year also. You know, we have been talking to them about a future year. They did ask us and to move it off of 2026 because they wanted to go back, obviously, back to Las Vegas. We suspect it's because they sold a number of tickets and high-end packages and sponsorship in Las Vegas versus what they projected here. It had nothing to do with the business deal that we had really agreed to, but it was more of you know, what they did in Vegas and wanting to return there. So we're talking to them about that too. So that's, again, talking to TKO is talking to WWE, it's talking to UFC, it's talking to PowerSlap, and whatever this boxing entity will be underneath their umbrella. So they're a very important partner, not only of the state of Louisiana, but the Sports Foundation.
President and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, Jay Cicero, with us here on WWL. Anything else coming up you want to preview for us or tell us what the future holds before we let you run?
We do. We have the USA Gymnastics National Championships August 7th through 10th at the Smoothie King Center. That's the in an Olympic year, that's the Olympic trials. So it's that level of competition for gymnastics. And with LSU Gymnastics having done so well the last few years, we're hoping for really good crowds there. But we want people to pay attention and come see that right now. I know it's around back to school. So we really want to have a good showing so we can bid on future events from USA Gymnastics also. We also have our Drew Brees Foundation Pickle Fest, the Brees Dream Foundation Pickle Fest with Drew Brees Over the same weekend, the August 7th through 10th, coming up in 3 weeks or so. So everybody interested in playing pickleball at the convention center and having a unique experience with Drew and that event, we encourage you to sign up.
Jay, congratulations on win after win. And, you know, we thought you'd have a little while to catch your breath after Super Bowl, but not so much, huh?
Not so much.
And that's a good thing. All right, Jay, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Enjoy all of the activities that are happening. And congratulations on bringing this event to New Orleans.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, Jay Cicero here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. Hey, I get it. I'm getting some texts on the Oquinart Jewelers Talk and Text line that some of you don't love mixed martial arts. Some of you think it's a disgusting blood sport. Some of you think the idea of watching people slap the crap out of each other, which is pretty much what's going to happen at Xavier tonight, is really not cool. But do you think that New Orleans should not try to attract these events because you may not agree with or like the kind of entertainment? New Orleans brings all kinds of events in, and the idea is to help the economy, right? The idea is to bring in visitors, bring in tourism, bring in exposure, and build on the success that New Orleans has of being a great place to host all kinds of events. You know, kind of crazy that while this UFC battle is going on in the Octagon in the Smoothie King Center, while two grown men are beating the living daylights out of each other with their hands and feet and knees and whatever, that right next door at the Superdome, the city at the same time is hosting 25,000 attendees at a Lutheran youth event. But it goes to show you just the versatility and the wide open arms the city of New Orleans has. Let's talk about it. Do you have a problem with New Orleans attracting these kinds of events? Some people texting us do. Call me and text me now, 504-260-1870 on the Oquinart Jewelers Talk and Text line, and we'll talk about it after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.